Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Debbie Meyer. Debbie is the home problem solver. DebbieMeyer.com is the website. She's the inventor of all the green bag products and boxes. And don't forget the cake cutter. And there's a sponge in there somewhere. And she and so that's now at QVC, right?
I'm at HSN, but we're all part of the same family now.
Right, okay, that's right. So still HSN has its own brand under the QVC ownership.
Yes, I started at QVC 21 years ago, and 13 years ago I went over to HSN, and now we're back in the same
room. Now we're back again, yeah. So it's
everything old is new again.
It's not that hard to find it, folks, so check it out. When are you going to be back on television again?
This Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. What are you going to be selling?
So I think it's going to be my Debbie Meyer Genius sponges that day.
The sponges?
Right now we're in very mixed.
What makes those sponges so smart?
Those sponges, they're probably one of the favorite things I've ever done because they make my life healthier. My sponges will not allow the growth of mold or bacteria on the sponge, life of the sponge, and
wow.
Every sponge lasts the equivalent of 15 ordinary sponges.
Wow.
So, yeah, they've been spectacular. People love them. They never smell. They never get
That's
hard.
That's a good deal. I hate sponges. Yeah, they if you don't watch out.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Oh, they stink.
Well, good, good. So it's the Genius Sponge, folks, and that's this Wednesday on HSN. Look for the beautiful countenance of Debbie Meyer there. Debbie, we're talking about leaders and managing, and I was saying at the end of the last segment that we would talk to this segment about leaders being leaders, growing
right.
leaders, I should say. And even if you're a manager, you know, this is one thing. I actually had an argument with somebody one time about this. This person said, if you're a manager, you can't be a leader. And I said, that's hogwash.
Oh.
Of course you can be a leader if you're a manager. In fact, that's how you get to be the CEO is by leading people. And talk to us about that. Anybody can be a leader, can't they?
Yes, and leaders don't just lead people under them. True leadership shines throughout, whether it's a company, for instance. Other people who you can have any influence with whatsoever, whether it's your colleagues or even superiors or, you know, it's up, down, sideways, it's everywhere within an organization. Leadership shows. And it's unfortunate when you find the other side of the coin where people are capable of being leaders, but they turn themselves only into managers because they don't want to grow leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to grow other leaders. And, you know, with the places I've spoken and I hear a lot from women, you know, women talk about, you know, people who they admire, people who inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always very struck by the fact that they will talk about who inspires them and why they are inspired by them. And one of the things I've always said to people is, I'm not going to teach you how to be me or do what I do, but I'm going to tell you about how it happened and how and what those steps were. And I'm going to let you take from that what you can use. And, you know, it's not about saying, some people actually accuse other leaders of pulling up the ladder behind them. That's not really a fair point all the time. Sometimes it is. But then that's not a true leader. You shouldn't be looking to that person to lead you anywhere. If that's the case. So you have to be very careful about who your inspiration is, you know,
mm-hmm.
who you are inspired by. And don't just be a sheep just because someone is, you know.
Is it harder for women to claim leadership positions, to assume a leadership position than it is for men, you think?
I think it's better than it was when I was, you know, young and in the corporate world. very difficult. And funnily enough, the most difficult place to be was working with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Women were so, you know, scared of holding on to what little power they had. They didn't
so
want
women
to
were not
else.
Women in your day. Women were not good to other women as much as
they were not good stewards.
Wow,
of,
they weren't mentors.
No.
Interesting.
This building of the.
What do you think now? Do you think it's better now? You think it's better
now? I think it's better now, but I don't want men to get lost in this mix of making, you know, it about women.
I agree about that. We need both of us, don't we? Hey, Debbie, thank you for being here. Thanks for the leader that you are. We're so proud of you. Congratulations on how everything is going. And come back real soon.
It's an honor to be with you. Thank
we'll
you
see you
so
next
much.
Time. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.